Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
This is Alan Ellis for the Outdoors and Radio Show. Unfortunately, Robin is not here again this week. She's still under the weather. She's been feeling a little lousy all week, so we'll give her the day off to let her keep resting and getting in shape. So she's chilling. So how about that? All right. Our phone number here is 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. And we will have a guest in the next hour, 6 o'clock hour, so you want to be sure to stay tuned for that. Mike Horst will be here, and he is the owner of Bel Air Gun Range. Mike will be filling us in on if you want to own a pistol, what do we have to do? What do you have to do to get a concealed carry permit? What do you have to do to get a HQL, handgun qualification license? How are the two related? Do you have to have one without the other? Can you have one without the other? How does all that work when it comes to owning a firearm, a pistol, handgun here in Maryland? And very informative, very interesting things we're going to talk about and some things that might surprise you. So we can't wait to have a chat with Mike coming up in the next hour. So that being said, we are entering the final couple of weeks for the muzzleloader contest. We are giving away not only an adult muzzleloader for a general giveaway, which will be a CVA Optima V2 with a scope, stainless with a scope, nice, very, very nice firearm muzzleloader. And we're also giving away, through the generosity of one of last year's winner, who did not, who decided to pass his muzzleloader on to someone else, particularly a youth hunter. We're also having a separate drawing for the young hunters as well. Youth hunters, anybody 16 and under, can win the muzzleloader. So we would invite you to nominate those for the youth muzzleloader contest, which is coming up in 2 weeks. We'll be drawing in 2 weeks. Next week's show is recorded because it is the first day of deer season, and I will be in the field, or maybe on the edge of the field, or maybe in the woods. Ha ha. We'll be out deer hunting next Saturday about the time the show comes on. So next week's show is already recorded. Our guest is Brian Eiler, the game mammal program manager, and Jonathan Trudeau, who is the Black Bear and Co-Deer Project leader. So you will hear all that next week, and we're going to be talking about bears. We're going to be talking about deer. We're going to be talking about numbers. We're going to be talking about safety. We're going to be talking about quite a few things with these two most knowledgeable guys, two out of three, I would say, two out of four top guys in Department of Natural Resources concerning deer and bear. So we'll be talking about that. We hope you can join us. If you're not a hunter, if you're not out there hunting, you can learn a great deal about deer management, bear numbers, deer diseases, habits, and so forth of our wild game animals here in Maryland. So that'll be next week. November 26th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the show will be recorded, pre-recorded, so I hope you will be able to join us for that. So, oh my goodness. our producer is Aaron this morning. So when you want to call in, Aaron will be the guy that takes your call. If you want to enter the muzzleloader contest, he will record your telephone number, your name and your telephone number. And then not next week because of the pre-recording, but the following week, December, the first Saturday in December, we'll be pulling the winners of the CVA muzzleloader drawing. And we also want to say thank you to CVA. Great company, great folks to deal with. Been dealing with them for 15 years at least. And we have always had a good working relationship with them. They've been top-notch to deal with and great products, too. And that's what I shoot as far as muzzleloaders are concerned. I have several of the CVAs, and I enjoy them. And my grandson has a CVA. And folks around us all have CVAs, and they shoot well. And they're a very fine firearm in my estimation. So there we go. Okay. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We hope that you'll give us a call. All right. Let's see. Michael in Dundalk. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Okay. I hope Robin's feeling well. I hear that she's still under the weather a little bit.
Yeah, she is, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah. Yes, so, yeah, I'll be heading down Friday down to my property down in Eastern Shore.
Okay.
I wanted to get with you with that muzzleloader that I won.
Mm-hmm. That could work.
I guess when I get in Easton, I'll call. I don't know what time I might be leaving around, maybe 5 in the morning or something like that to head down or something.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just giving you a heads up there, and I can call you. You know, if that's okay in the morning, let you know what time I'm leaving or whatever, or let you know what time I'm leaving, you know, maybe the day before.
Yeah, that'd be good. And I'll meet up with you. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll pick a spot here in Easton on your side of the road, and we'll get together with
that.
How's that?
Like Mickey D's or something, the first Mickey D's in Easton or something like that. And,
okay.
You know, we should be there with a Toyota Tundra truck and a trailer, and I'll have my Suburban there, too. So,
wow, that's pretty good. You can drive two at one time, huh?
Yeah. Well, but we always do that, me and my buddy, just in case you had a problem. You know, you always got another vehicle there.
Yeah. Have you worked on your property yet? Have you done any work on your property? Got it ready for deer season?
Oh, yeah. All the cameras are set. The deer are all over the place on the camera. My buddy ran down there to put more corn and stuff like that out, too. I mean, he said down where I'm at on my camera, they got it tore up down here. So, they're all over the cameras. We probably got about 6 cameras out. So, you know, they're all over the cameras right now. And, he was telling me when he went down there. So, I had to work. So, naturally, I work 6 to 6, 12-hour days. So, I'm, in a lot now, getting ready to go in, like, about 5:30. So, I just want to give you a heads up there, and
okay, well,
you know, I'll get with you, and you tell Robin. I hope she gets better, and tell her happy Thanksgiving and all that stuff. And same thing to you.
I appreciate that.
Okay, Alan.
All right,
have a good day, buddy. I'll listen to the rest of your show here for a while. And
thank you. We'll talk soon.
Some other callers. Okay, buddy.
All right, Mike. Take care. Bye, bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right, and that's how you do it. Simply call in, put your name on the list. Mike was our winner from the last month, so we have his muzzleloader, and you heard him try and make arrangements to get together with me, which is a distinct possibility. So, really nice, and we will deliver, at your convenience, the winners of the muzzleloaders. We will hand deliver them if that's what it takes. So, 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and that's how you do it. All right, let's see. I'm trying to come up with something. We covered a lot of ground already this week on Tuesday when we pre-recorded the show, and I don't want to tip our hand on any of that, so let me see what we can come up with. Again, give us a ring. And we will go from there. Not quite prepared this morning. It's been a long week. I've been out and about 90% of the week. been Thursday, actually. Let me get back to, you know, get off the work thing. I've been working like crazy here recently. But Thursday, my grandson Jacob came down in the afternoon, and we worked on the one piece of property where we hunt, cut some shooting lanes, cleared some trees out of the way, cleared some brush out of the way, and it's turned into a really good-looking piece of property. And, you know, you say, oh, you can't run a chainsaw, you can't do this, you can't do that, you'll scare the deer. Well, we had deer within 10 yards of where we had cut trees down and so forth. Later that afternoon, we cut them about, I guess, between 1 and 2:30. We got in the stand about 3 o'clock, and, you know, sure enough, here about 4 o'clock, deer were moving and grooving. Windy day. Talk to people who don't mind hunting in windy days, and that, especially from elevated tree stands. You know, they say the wind, their wind, if it's a steady wind, their wind just goes out over top of the deer, you know, if you stay off the ground. And it made sense. And of course, some of the factors are the terrain. You know, if your tree stand's 20 feet up in the air and you're looking eyeball to eyeball at the top of a ridge, those deer are going to not only, you know, pick up your scent, but they're going to smell you as well. So you got to pay a lot of attention to the wind direction. You got to pay attention to thermals, you know, where your scent rises as the day warms up and drops down into the valleys and so forth, downhill in the evenings. Rises in the morning, drops, you know, falls in the evening. That's generally how thermals work, and your scent will follow those thermals as well. And sometimes, you know, no matter what you do, the deer are going to catch your movement, they're going to catch your smell, and so forth. I had deer walk the entire width of the field with a northwest wind. Now, Jacob was north of me, and I thought for sure that the deer would pick up his scent where they were in the field, and they were 15, 20 yards from him at some point. They did not. They walked the entire length of the field past me, and I thought at some point they would catch my scent. They did not, until they got almost directly downwind. By that time, they were in the woods, and it was too far and too dark to shoot. And then I saw a couple tails go. So I'm assuming that's when they picked up my scent. So it was a good day in the deer woods. So. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Okay, I gotcha. John B., let's see. I'll get back to you. Yep. Okay, good question, John B. We'll remember to ask Mike that question. So we like to get the emails, too. We read them. And if you want to email your entry into the contest or email your junior hunters, name into the muzzleloader contest, you can do that. My email is simply ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name at ellisoutdoors.com. So, yeah, thanks, Robin. Robin's, I think she's listening. I think she's listening. I keep getting texts from her. And some of them are pretty good. Some of them aren't that good. It looks to me like there was a terrible accident down here. Just recently heard the siren go off as we were ready to get on the show, and Robin can monitor the radio broadcast, and it does not sound good for the people who were in and around that vehicle. So I guess we'll hear more about that later on. Okay, well, that was cool. Let's take our first break of the morning. And I stopped at Backyard Billy's the other day, and we had a long conversation about radio and so forth. And I said, you know, I've been promoting the gas fireplace inserts. And Billy said, you know what people are really interested now, and that's not only wood stoves but pellet stoves in particular. And the same people, Enviro and Regency, that make the gas fireplace inserts are the one we bought, the Enviro EX35, make the pellet stoves and inserts as well. And he said people are really turning to that now with fuel prices and so forth. So they've got some really nice looking pellet stoves by the folks in Enviro, freestanding and inserts if you like. And of course, Backyard Billies will do the installation on that. And they do sell pallets of pellets if you prefer. They do like the, man, that's a cool looking pellet stove right there. The M55 cast iron pellet stove by Enviro. And then Regency makes a nice one as well. Another nice wood stove and pellet stove. So they are your headquarters for any type of heat-related product. That's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And you want to make sure you check that out. And there's also a new grill that they've gotten in stock. It's made by Memphis, not for the faint of heart. These are beautiful stainless steel grills. They have some that are already built into a cooking station if you want to put something like that on your, or can be built into a cooking station. If you want to put something like that on your deck, Backyard Billy's is the place to do that. So that's what you got to do. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, also stopped by Clyde's Sports Shop the other day. I dropped a shotgun off to have it checked out, cleaned up, and it had a little rust on it, and Lawrence did a great job on it. And so, that being a pump shotgun, I want to tell you about the BPS Field Shotgun from Browning. And the one I dropped off was not a Browning. This is the Browning Pump Shotgun, a newly designed stock with a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard than the old ones had. It's a matte blue finished barrel and forged machined steel receiver. Again, it features that famous bottom ejection that the BPS has. Great for being in a duck blind or goose pit. You don't smack your partner on the side of the head with a hot shotgun shell. Satin finished walnut pump action, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. The synthetic stock models are available as well. For those of you looking for a new rifle, I would recommend the X-Bolt from Browning. The X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. There's nothing like a nice bolt action rifle. The way they feel, the way they lock up, the way they sound. And all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available in the X-Bolt with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde's Fishing Gear is the website, open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting are all available at Clyde's Sports Shop, 242-6108. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. 1-800-989-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move.
And Stan.
Living like a gypsy.
All right. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. You're calling in early today. How are you this morning?
Yes, well, good morning, Alan. I heard you having guests next hour, so I thought, I've got a couple things I want to say. First of all, I hope Robin gets better soon, okay?
So
we'll be looking for her the next time she's supposed to be on. Have you made any of that chicken noodle soup for her?
We have.
Okay, because that works wonders, you know, that
yes,
chicken broth.
Yes, indeed.
And the other thing I wanted to say was, I'm so glad that you got to spend time with doing what you did do with your grandson, because now you have that in your memory bank to draw
part
from.
That's right.
It's very important to have good memories that you spend with people you love, okay?
Indeed.
And then the last thing, if I may give a shout-out, and I apologize for not doing it last weekend, and that was to the veterans. I didn't do it, I'm sorry, but to give a shout out to them, whether they are from the days of the draft or whether they volunteered. I'm sure that most of them, their heart had good intentions. So thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. We do honor our veterans here, our first responders. Our first responders here in the county are busy right now. We heard the siren go off, just as we were preparing for the show, about 4:30 or so. And Robin has an app on her phone or something that she can listen to the radio chatter between the first responders. And it sounds like there was a horrible accident in the region, so she's keeping her tabs on that and hopefully getting some sleep, but she texted me earlier and said it doesn't look good for a few of the people, which is not cool. So Robin being not only doing what she did for 25 years at the hospital as a sonographer, but she also spent time in shock trauma emergency, so she knows what's going on out there. So it's sad to hear some of these stories, but I thank you for calling in, Fran, and reminding us to continue to think about the folks that that keep our country safe and that fought and died for our Constitution and our way of life and our liberty here in Maryland. We do honor them. My dad was a vet, and several of my uncles are vets, and they're all gone now. They were part of the greatest generation that did miraculous things around the world. So again, we thank them and the Vietnam vets, my generation. We thank those guys because they went under horrific circumstances and served in a battlefield that was a political hot potato. Well, they all are, but that one in particular, and the way they were treated upon their return was just, in my view, scandalous and un-American. So, Vietnam vets, we value your service, and we do thank you for that. So, and everybody who served since. So, some of the war fighters that have come back from the Middle Eastern countries where they've, suffered loss of limb and grievous injuries and so forth. We think of all of them at this time. So, appreciate your sentiments there, Fran. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye bye. Have a good weekend.
You too.
See you later. Mike in Annapolis. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. From one vet to another.
Yes, sir. Well, I did not surf, so.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not. No, I did not. The draft was instituted at that time. I graduated from high school in 1972, so it was the war in Vietnam. The conflict was winding down at that point. I registered for the draft, but at that point it was a lottery system, and I think my number was 400 and something. So.
I graduated in 69 and got to serve. So. Listen, I had a couple of things. have you ever made venison beef soup?
Venison beef soup?
Actually, it's venison soup.
Venison stew, yes. I've made venison stew, sure.
I use beef broth,
yes.
Not the fat-free, the regular stuff.
Yeah, you definitely use beef broth on that because you want to trim all the fat from your venison. You don't want any fat on your venison when you cook it. The fat is on a deer is more like tallow, does not taste well. People who say, oh, venison has a wild taste, have not had venison prepared properly because, you know, the fat is what gives you that terrible waxy taste in the venison. That's what sticks to the roof of your mouth and causes it to taste wild. So we want to trim as much fat from the venison as possible.
Is there a particular cut of the venison that you want to use for something like that?
Well, backstrap if you have it, but why waste it? I mean, I like to just flash fry the backstrap. I would use, you know, you could use any cut, any roast, roast from the hindquarters or anything like that. That would be my choice would be because it's just a tougher cut, the venison roast. But, you know, the key to venison is low temperature and long cooking times to let it cook apart. You know, and then, of course, anything else that adds your flavor. You do want to use the beef broth. You want to use some salt and pepper, some seasoning, some vegetables, that type of thing. You might want to, what most of us do here is if you have your stew meat cut, you know, you want to cut your roast or whatever cut you have into you know, stew-sized chunks, one by one or one by two or whatever, you know, not mouth-sized chunks, and you want to brown it or braise it first before you put it in your stew, and that keeps it pretty consistent. Then when you cook it, even if you cook it, like I said, low and slow until it's very tender, browning it or braising it first helps a lot.
But seals it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It seals the juices in.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Well, then, one other thing, if I could, my grandfather went hunting for his first trip and got duck.
Got what?
And, a duck.
Oh, a duck? Very good.
Yeah. He went out and got a duck. He took a picture, and I tell you, you couldn't wipe the smile off his face with a can of Ajax.
No, I'd love to see that picture if you want to have it published.
Well, that was one of the reasons for my call. I hadn't heard or seen anything. I sent a picture to Alan LLC on Facebook, and I was thinking that I would give you a buzz and just ask if you have a chance to look at that. The picture is in there.
Okay.
That was his first trip. It was his first trip, and absolutely, I mean, tremendous picture.
How long ago was that?
It's probably been a couple days by now.
Okay, and you sent it to my Facebook page?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my personal Facebook is Alan Ellis, and I will take a look and see if I can find it. But do you have capability to email it?
I can.
Yeah, email it to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
That would be the best, and if you can get me parental permission along with that would be great. If he's, you know, if he's under 16.
Well, that'd be great. I told him that I'd send it to you, and of course, again, you could see the smile on his face.
Sure.
He's really, really getting into this hunting deal, and I'm proud of that.
That's great. Did you nominate him for the muzzleloader?
Well, I gave my name, but if I win, it goes to him.
I understand, but you know, it'd be nice if we had his name as well.
Okay.
So we can We can put you back on hold if you want to leave your phone number with it. That'd be fine. But it's a separate.
Okay.
If it's it's a separate drawing. So.
Okay. Well, we'll do it. Thank you, Alan.
All right.
Enjoy.
We'll put you back on hold. And Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com with the duck picture. I don't visit my Facebook page probably as often as I should, and I have, in particular, not been on it very much this week. So I will take a look at that as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you so much, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Have a wonderful day. Here we go. Who else we have here online? Ronald in Baltimore. Morning, Ronald. How are you?
Hey. Good morning, Mr. Allen.
How you doing,
praise
buddy?
Praise the Lord for you and Miss Robin. How y'all doing? How you doing?
Miss Robin is a little under the weather today again.
Yeah, so. Yes, she is. I'm still enjoying listening to the show, Allen.
Yes,
and having wanted to call and wish you, Miss Robin, and your listeners and everybody there a wonderful and a merry Thanksgiving there, and a joyful one, and a good one, and yes, sir.
Well, we'll be getting together.
Yeah, I still enjoy listening to the show. Now, I'm learning a lot, Alan.
We'll be getting together with family on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
We're charged with doing the turkey, so the family's bringing all the side dishes and their smiling faces, and we look forward to that. So.
Yeah, I'll be listening for next week's show on the 26th. The show you're talking about on the 26th.
Yeah, it's going to be very educational to a lot of folks. So we thank you very
much. Yeah, that's going to be hear that too. You know, see what's going on and everything there.
Yep.
And thank you, Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Ronald, for the call. We appreciate it. You have a blessed Thanksgiving yourself. Okay.
All right, and thank you, Alan. Yes, sir.
All
you
right.
And Miss Robin do the same. Take care.
You will. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks, Burry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Burry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, and that's any make, any model, any size. They've got them. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or out in the back 40. Garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair. Full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. And 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. Did I mention you don't need an appointment to get your tires put on? That's right. You can visit their website, spurriestire.com, or call 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we will be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
Man, there's...
Beverly Hillbilly.
Yep, there's some memories from television many, many years ago. What a great show that was. Yep, Mr. Drysdale, Miss Jane, and Ellie Mae and Grandma. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You heard the commercial there for Bel Air Gun Range. Mike Horst of Bel Air Gun Range will be with us in the next hour. Everything, talk about everything handguns as far as, you know, if you want to own a handgun in Maryland, what you have to do. What a concealed carry permit means, what a handgun qualification license means, and that type of thing. So there are a lot of people who are looking to own their first firearm. They want it for personal protection. They want it for the protection of their home, and they selected a handgun to do that. Or just to go out and have a good time shooting on the range. You know, there's a lot of people that just enjoy shooting and enjoy shooting a handgun. So, Mike's going to fill us in on the whole deal about that, so I'm looking forward to having that interview, you know, first segment of the next hour, and we'll see how far he goes and how long he stays. There you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest, or you just have a question in general, give us a call. Muzzleloader contest will be drawn first Saturday in December, since next week's show is pre-recorded. And you can simply call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. And then if you have a youngster, a youth hunter you'd like to nominate, put his name in the youth drawing. And, you know, two chances to win. How about that? You know, yours for the adult and theirs for the youngster. And you can... can win that way too. We'll see. We'll see who wins. We've got two drawings that first Saturday in December, and by then Robin will hopefully be feeling better. She'll be back with us. She'll be doing the entries on her random number generator and picking both winners. So, you know, you can also enter or nominate your youngster by email, and that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the way to do that. Anything you want to send us. We got a nice picture of a public land buck from Jed. And we'll be talking to him about that, whether he wants to run that in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly or, you know, a very nice buck. So we'll, you know, we like to interact with folks via email, via text, via phone calls. And so, you know, we just like to stay in touch with everybody out there that's listening. So, goodness gracious. So we looked at the... numbers, the early numbers for the early season, and the numbers were pretty good, up like 24% from the compared to the early season last year. And they say that a lot of that is weather related and hunter effort, you know, more people out there. So that's good. Maybe we'll have a chance to get into that. We'll definitely get into that next week with Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau. So the deer firearms hunting season does open this coming Saturday, November 26th. So if we have a chance, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But right now, we have Paul in Ellicott City. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I tuned in late. Is Robin not there?
Robin is not here. She's still fighting this cold or whatever that she's had. Yeah. I think it's already gone to RSV, which is, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So. Sorry to hear that. The the main thing was just to call in to end her, but I did want to wish you and Robin and I guess the entire Ellis clan.
we'll have them here. We'll have Robin's mostly Robin's side of the family here on Thanksgiving Day, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's like you were just playing that Beverly Hillbilly tune, so it's kind of like the Hatfields and McCoys getting together.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm sure that if I know you, Alan, you probably got some sort of maybe Glenn or somebody gave you like some sour mash or something from like the Andy Griffin, where that guy's always making Otis and stuff, getting it from the still. And
you know, I heard something very interesting. Somebody, I don't know, Facebook or somewhere, was a comedian, was talking about Andy Griffin. And he said there wasn't anybody on that show that wasn't single. Barney was single. You know, Miss B was single.
Otis was married.
Otis was married. And look at him. He was the guy that was always drunk and always in jail. He was the only married guy on there. Floyd the Barber wasn't married. So.
Yeah, Floyd was a bachelor. Yeah, most of them.
They were all bachelors and single women on there.
I never thought about that. That's about the same thing with Bonanza. You know, no wonder why those guys all got, it was like four guys all about the same age living together.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Yeah. So. Yeah, Paul had his thumb on the family there, didn't he?
Pardon?
Old Pa had his thumb on the family there, didn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, you know, just a bunch of bachelors. So look, it's really nice talking to you, and I hope that Robin starts feeling better and wish you a blessed holiday.
Thank you, Sam. Same to you and your family as well.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. All right. Yes, indeed. Well wishes to everyone for Thanksgiving, and we do have much to be thankful for, despite a lot of things in our society right now. If we have our family and we have our health, you know, we should be more than thankful for our lives, for sure. So, all right, I want to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop. There's a couple more Brownings that I want to mention to you. Clyde Sports Shop is your full line Browning dealer, and waterfowl season right now. If you want to take a look at a couple of shotguns, you know, a couple of camo shotguns and Mossy Oak camo, I'd like to recommend not only the Maxis, but the A5. Now, the Maxis is a shotgun that Browning designed specifically for waterfowl hunting. It mounts to the shoulder very nicely. It's an auto loader. They call it waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chamber models available. A new power drive gas system reduces recoil on the Maxis, and it just handles well, swings well. Very nice gun for you to take a look at from the folks at Browning and Clyde Sports Shop. And then there's the A5 that was reintroduced a few years ago. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in that Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo with a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, just like your granddaddy's A5, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive, which is what they call that, auto loader shotgun with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee. Don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The website is Clyde'sFishingGear.com. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Make sure you visit Clyde Sports Shop, and you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
You know, I spent a little bit of time with Bill at Backyard Billy's the other day, and he showed me the Memphis wood fire grills with pellet grill technology. Now, these are stainless steel grills that are really, really nice. They can be built in or freestanding on your deck if you like. You know, a lot of people like to have a cooking station outside where they, you know, they do their grilling and cooking and so forth. And Memphis is built for that purpose. You want to take a look at that when you shopping for a new grill. Of course, they have the, you know, the Traeger and the Kamado Joe and the Big Green Egg as well. But the Memphis is new when it comes to grilling. And today's emphasis is going to be on wood and pellet stoves, not only freestanding stoves, but inserts by the folks at Regency. The pellet stoves and the wood stoves, if you'd like to feed them, you know, from the front and have them installed in that fireplace that's already existing in your home, or you can get a freestanding model as well. There's some really nice ones out there from Regency and the company Enviro Pellet Grills, or I'm sorry, Pellet Stoves, also freestanding or built in from the folks at Enviro that make the gas fireplace inserts. So we really enjoy our Enviro. It's given us a lot of good service, and you will enjoy anything made by that company, whether it's a gas, pellet, or wood burning, and you might want to check that out. You know, with the cost of fuel these days, you need some supplemental heat sources, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place where you'll find that. You can select a pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And I think that winds up that set of commercials for our final go-round there. Right, Aaron? Yes, it does. So we'll just come back cold if anybody wants to give us a call. I think we have time for one more caller. Tim. All right. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. You're in Graysonville, huh?
Yes, sir.
You know right where old Backyard Billy's is located then?
Yes, I do. It was not very far from me, about quarter of a mile, half mile.
That's right. Good. So what's on your mind?
I just called to join the muzzleloader contest.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wish you and Robin a happy Thanksgiving when it's next week. That's about all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you and your family. We appreciate
it. So, I called you earlier about, you know, some maybe deer dying from the that Mitch biting them.
Yeah, the EHD.
Yeah, we've
epizootic hemorrhagic disease.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We found one, but actually I found a few of them. But some of the farms around us found quite a few deer, so yep. I think they took a little bit of a hit over here.
They did. They did indeed. I know a couple of folks from the Graysonville area that have some farms over there, and they found several on their property. I hunt not far from there, Queenstown, and there were two that we found on that farm that were suspicious, but fortunately not a lot more than that that I actually was able to explore the property. Most of the water near that property is located on the neighbor's land. He's got some beavers back in there that have dammed up the little creek, and that's where we would find anything like that. He found one, we found one, and I just think that there's probably a few more down in that bottom where the water is. But so far
we've right, we're right next to that place I think you're talking about, but we haven't been down through the woods yet where a main stream is.
Uh-huh.
Just for the simple fact we haven't been out much and trying to stay out of there, you know.
Uh-huh.
But eventually we'll go down through there and see what we come up with later on.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, so I do know that two of the target bucks, two out of the three that I've been watching on that farm has survived, and so I'm happy with that. And the third one usually doesn't show himself. It's rare. Let's put it that way. It's rare. And I might have seen him and didn't realize it was him. So, you know, I'm happy with what's there. So.
Yeah, well, maybe next year nothing like that happen, hopefully.
Well, that's right. And you'll learn next week that the deer herd does recover. You know, and it takes a couple of years, but they do come back. So as long as they have good habitat, good food, they're going to come back. So. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. They'll bounce back, and like I said, y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving, and we enjoy listening to you, sir. We listen every week.
Thank you very much. You too. All right, folks, there's the music. Get out, stay safe. Have a great time with your family on Thanksgiving.